So there are two hesberim that I wanted to go through in terms of Nimukei Yosef. One that we talked about yesterday, the idea of the plus side, if it's really an Adam Gadol, who's a Yarei Shemayim and a Chassid, and he decides that the door is Paritz Pekach, that he's going to lay down his life, because it will inspire such an explosion of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So the Nimukei Yosef says he has the right to make that decision. That isn't begeder chovel ba'atzmo. And so he said, how could one person maintain such a divided halachic mentality between the Rambam of Reza Mischai ben Afsho, you know, on the one hand, where there's no martyrdom, on the other hand, give such a wide berth? Well, we say the Adam Gadol is a limited factor and has to be the door of Paritz Pekach. So if this person decides that, let's say, you know, you get all these people milling about in short pants on Shabbos, and, you know, the door is Paritz Pekach, and all of a sudden, you know, and he's wearing his suit, you know, like it's the 1990s or something, and even as a tie, you know, nobody even knows what it is anymore. And somebody says, you know, you must remove your tie and your long pants and put on these short pants, you know, to be like everybody else. You know, some anas comes along and he's an Adam Gadol, and, you know, and he says, no, I can lay down my life right here, right now, so that people will know about the mitzvah of, you know, v'chibadto mi'asos terechacha, k'dosh Hashem mechubad. Yeah, it's only mitzvah sasevi divrei kabbalah, but the Rav said in the Yortzeit Rasha that the kiyum asei daraisa, because arba dvarim nemru b'shabbos. It's a lot to get in with a gun to your head. You know, shamor v'zachor, kavod v'oneg, and, you know, he makes his big speech. Boom, it's the end of him. And, you know, somewhere between, Mariah students respirating and Yeshivat Noam students learn to walk backwards. You know, there's even an article in the Jewish Link, you know, he martyred himself, you know, community news. So, you know, there's a religious explosion, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. You know, he did it for Big Day Shabbos. It's an amazing thing. And the news cycle moves on 72 hours later, but at least, you know, there was an explosion. So maybe that's a kiyum of v'chai b'hem, you know, because if v'chai b'hem is really a permission structure rooted in the idea that you want to, you know, be able to continue to serve Hashem through mitzvos, could you imagine if all of these Jews will start wearing long pants on Shabbos again? You know, it would be such an amazing, you know, thing. So that would be one hesber that we suggested yesterday. Yeah, Emmanuel. Oh, okay, good. So that's the other explanation that I wanted to get to. The other perspective about this, which requires a little bit more fancy footwork, is to say, Emmanuel said 90% of it, but anybody want to just give us the expression with a twist, that it's a shas hashmad, but not mi bachutz, a shas hashmad bi bifnim. Meaning that what happens in this situation is that you have a mitzvah which is being like totally neglected, right? Like I said, you know, go back to the short pants. Right, nobody's walking around Teaneck, you know, with an AK-47 saying, if you have the chutzpah to put on pants on Shabbos, you know, I'm going to mow you down. It's just, you know, we do it to ourselves. So, you know, in that instance, it's like an internal shas hashmad. Right, that would be an interesting idea. But then if that's true, there's one kasha that we could ask. According to the first mahalich that we said yesterday, Avi's mahalich, which is, that's based on the idea of a chai b'hem, an ongoing performance of mitzvos. So there's something that works out a little bit better than according to Emmanuel's theory, Ariel?
It makes sense to Adam Gadol.
Yeah, right. Why do you need this to be an Adam Gadol? So you might say that according to that approach, an Adam Gadol is important. So you actually have somebody, we don't want to give too wide a berth and like have too many people martyring themselves when it's not absolutely necessary. So hopefully an Adam Gadol is reading the situation properly. That part of being an Adam Gadol isn't so much that people are going to learn more from him, but part of being an Adam Gadol here is deciding that this is really a hill worth dying on, right? Like, you know, because there's always going to be in any community 1,000 different areas where, you know, we could use tikkunim. That's just the nature of life. We could always be doing better. That's part of personal avodas Hashem, it's also part of communal avodas Hashem. Not everything, quite literally, is yiharik val yavor. So it requires a level of insight and intelligence to determine, like, what is really worth making a federal case about, and what isn't. And, you know, only kanoim, you know, make federal cases about everything. But on the other hand, if you're not willing to take a stand on anything, you know, so, you know, that's the idea. Like, you know, and different people will have different perceptions. You know, and that's part of, like, you know, again, we're not talking about, you know, but even at the level of Gedolei Yisrael, there will be different perceptions of how critical, you know, an issue is. Like, I was talking with some guys yesterday after shiur about this. Like, I've made a big deal about this cannabis issue, right? But, you know, there are colleagues of mine who, you know, aren't, let's say, advocating that, you know, people should, you know, become drug addicts, but, you know, the relative scale of priorities, it's not, you know, they don't see it as like the worst thing, you know, or requiring, you know, that much specific attention. And different people have different opinions about different things, you know, how big or little a deal it is, you know. So, again, I think that is a very serious threat to the ethic of Kedoshim Tiyu and all the, you know, what it means to be, you know, an Ovid Hashem and our relationship with the world, etc. But other people will disagree. So, part of the Rambam's ultimate rejoinder to all of this is going to be, you don't want to open up things like martyrdom to speculation and subjectivity. We need clear rules. Either you're mechuyev to martyr yourself, or it's categorically prohibited. And we don't want space in the middle, because, you know, that lends itself to a lot of different interpretation. And as much as we might want that in other areas of halacha, we don't want that in this area. We don't want, you know, there to be a lack of clarity, a gray area, as far as people being moser nefesh. And I can really appreciate the Rambam's absolutism in this regard. And so just to review, before we continue on with the chinuch, we really have three different perceptions. The Rambam with a very dominant v'chai b'hem. Not as a matir, not as a mechai, but as a kiddush Hashem. The smak as having avas Hashem. The world is about transcendence. getting out of the prose door into the traklin. And if you can go out in a blaze of fire, go for it. And yes, there is a halach of yavor v'al yiharig, but that's not a midas chasidus. And that's really the opposite. And then in the middle, you have the Ran, with the vector forces, the titanic clash between Avas Hashem and V'chai Bahem, you know, which leads somewhere in the middle. Okay. Let's take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch. And again, what's always interesting about this is that 98% of the time, the Sefer HaChinuch is in the kivun of the Rambam. The other 2% of the time, the Ramban. Here, there's no daylight between the two of them. It's like 0.001% of the time, like the Ravid. Sorry. Emmanuel, you want to do the honors? Right. So isn't it that so interesting that he says, and I know V'chai B'hem should really, like, you know, trump every situation, but the Torah Sheval Peh tells us not every situation. Whose voice can you hear there besides Brother Gilad? Whose voice do you hear? What's that? Whose voice do we hear? So yeah, V'chai B'hem dominates everything, but you should know there are certain exceptions to that rule. Rambam, right? The presentation is just a fascinating one. Yeah, you, You would think that I wouldn't even have to write about this, right? V'chai b'hem, v'lo sheyamus b'hem. End of the story. But apparently not. We haven't dealt with this. Yeah, we're just scratching the surface right now. But inu v'chol abizrayu, anything which is us or mishum avodazara, even not avodazara proper. Let's say, you know, making a pasel or being medame to ov the avodazara, or maybe even going into a church. Big machlokes rishonim. Can I go into a church to save my life? I'm not performing avodazara. Huge machlokes rishonim.
Motion of Baris Lamata, Bez Hashem, the King Gilar Arias, Behol of Israel, Shvichas Damim, Shem Yamu Lola Adam, Avadabarazara, O Nahargaha, Yaragar Yabda, Afal Pisha Libo Tamim, Benneth Hashem, Afal Pikain, Mustavashir, Velo Yase, Hamasa Harah.
Beautifully done, Velo Yitin Mako Milamavir,
Mavir Lakshu Shu Kofer Bashem, Lushan Sifri Almanas, Kain, Potasias Hamir Sasayam.
Yeah. Okay. So again, he's quoting here the same Medrash Halacha that we have the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah. So far, very much a Rambam esque presentation. So that is a very beautiful paragraph, and I think people should really think about what this means. There's a lot of complexity in life, and you've heard about that a lot from me over the years. But there are some things that are really very simple. Rabosai, either a person believes this or they don't. Either you start out with the premise that all meaning in life is derived from rendering humble and faithful service to God, or you don't believe that. But once you start with that premise, so that means that as much compassion as we have, and we do, and as difficult as it can be, and it is, when you understand as a first principle that all meaning in life derives from serving God, halacha emerges victorious in all situations. And as important as it is to be alive, to perform mitzvos, right? There are situations where life will not be an absolute value. But service of God is the absolute value. We serve God at every turn. In very rare cases, that will require martyrdom, right? This is not a perspective that is diminishing the value of life. Chalila v'chas. To me, this is the ultimate humanist perspective, because what I just said, if a person understands and believes it, is that every moment of your life is immeasurably meaningful, because you're doing something valuable, of transcendent importance, every moment of your human existence. It lends, you know, you go out there on the street and you say, like, well, what's the purpose of your life? People, I don't know, but I do want to watch the game tonight. And there's nothing wrong with watching the game tonight, but that's a pretty sad and sorry way to make it through life, having no sense of ultimate direction or purpose. It's, you know, how you have billions of people walking around, you know, distracting themselves, you know, until the end of their natural earthly experience with social media. And, you know, that's what happens if you have no direction. You know, just whatever grabs your attention at the moment. It's somewhere between frightening and sad, mostly sad. But this, the Sefer HaChinuch is saying something really profound, that the mitzvah emerges from a certain realia, and the realia is that all human life is designed as an avodas Hashem, and then memela, life is not an absolute value. Service of God is an absolute value. Now, in 9% of cases, we're going to want the person to be alive so that they can serve God, because that's the thing about being dead. You can't see or serve God anymore. That's why, as the Rav wrote in Ish Halacha, we abhor death. I presented to you in question form. Can dead people perform mitzvos? Right. That's why we prefer life. Lo hamesim yahallelujah v'lo kol yordei duma. It's a very important perspective. But all of that being said, the ultimate value is service of God. That's an absolute value. Life, being alive, is a necessary condition to serve God. So it could happen at the extremes. We call them Yarag Valyavor, Shas Hashmad, etc. It could happen that service of God requires martyrdom. And then the Rambam will tell you, Ein Lamala Al Mamala San, that was what was required. There's no volunteerism for that. Okay. Who's he quoting from? This is in the 2%. Shimon. Thank you. Rabban. Lo avayla shomrei mitzvosai. What does litzalev mean? What's a tzalav? Yeah. To be crucified. This happened. That part is the Nibukei Yosef. Okay. So the Sefer HaChinuch opens the door just a little bit in the end to this idea. And again, he puts, you could see the Sefer HaChinuch sweating this one out, right? You can see the pores, right? The sweat coming out of the pores, where he wants to say the Rambam, Narezem Yischai Benavsho. On the other hand, you could see him wanting to be melamed a little bit of schus on people who did this. So he says, they only for gedolim, v'chachamim. Not everybody's allowed to do this. Again, it sounds much more like we were saying today, Emmanuel, like you were saying, that it's like the internal Shas Hashmad, more so than the Avi's perspective about how everybody would learn from it. It's an internal check or an internal balance on the system that we can't have, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harry signing up to be a martyr. We really need to assure, or Sam, we need to assure that it's people of the highest caliber and they're able to make the right spiritual diagnosis in a particular situation. And then he comes back with giving the last word to the Rambam, right? As I'm just saying, you could see the Sefer HaChinuch really sweating it out. He schwitzed this one out. And the Rambam would say, the Rambam would, in the Masifta Derakia, the Rambam would be, you know, giving him a what for. Say, you know, say it like it is. Harizim is chayiv b'nafsho. And the bigger gadol person is, the worse the avera is. He's setting a terrible example. Right, but the Sefer HaChinuch, you know, he too. All right, let's get the Torah on the record. Ovei kochavim mazalos. Bechavin lavir al das. So whose perspectives that we saw so far does this basically align with? Hanas Atzman is Chovel Be'atzma, but Lavir Al Das, he has permission structure, even Bitzina. Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is also the way that we read, Tosos, Sanhedrin, Ayin Dalem, and Beis. Be honest, how many people are surprised that these shitos are getting such traction in the halacha? Like, how many people thought they'd walk out of this, like, with the Rambam type of view? Like, you have the Gimel Chamurus, you have Shas HaShmad, you have Farhesia and Lahavir, like, you guys expected this? I remember being shocked when I discovered these things. Shocked, literally. Like, it's not what they told me in grade. Like, in grade school, they didn't even tell us about Shas HaShmad or... They just said, oh, the Gimel Chamurus, otherwise you always live. That's obviously not what the halacha is, according to most Rishonim. So what about the Darchei Moshe? What about the Rama himself? Alosa, say. Right, it gets more and more chamor, right? That yavor val yiharig doesn't mean that you really can do that if you could pay your way out of it, if it's truly an avera. So if Sammy the Bull Gravano hands you the macadoodle and puts a gun to your head and says, you know, you'll be eating an avela today, you know, first he has to try to offer him some cash. Bechol modecha. This is a big chumrah. Can you imagine giving up all of your money, even though it's onus? Ron says you have to give up all your money. It's a big chumrah, but it's nifsak lehalacha. Rama doesn't just quote it in the Darchei Moshe; he quotes it in Shulchan Aruch also. So let's establish the Shulchan Aruch. So who gets the last word? Our man, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon? No. The Shulchan Aruch went soft. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yerucham. The tour. Don't worry. Don't worry, as we would say in French, the Rambam is noch leben. The Rambam lives yet. We'll he'll come back. Okay? We're not going to just take this mechaber lying down. But that's an amazing thing. I remember literally almost falling out of my seat in the Beis Medrash for the first time and then this Shulchan Aruch. I couldn't believe that the Shulchan Aruch paskid against the Rambam. Whatever happened to Vachai Bahem, Elo Sheyamos Bahem. Voluntary martyrdom? Whatever happened to Harezer Mischayev ben Afshel? It's not like the Rambam says, oh, you made a mistake. The Rambam says, you deserve to die. Can you imagine? The Shulchan Aruch is saying that it's acceptable to behave in a way that the Rambam thinks is suicide. I'm amazed none of you guys fell out of your seats. Can you imagine what kind of plaitzis this requires? The shoulders that this requires to paskin against the Rambam in such a matter? Again, the Rambam wasn't saying that he thinks that this is asur and that's mutter, or this is kosher and that's treif, or this is tamei and that's tahor. He says you're a murderer. You've murdered yourself. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. I'm okay with anybody going home and telling their mother what they learned when their mother asks them what they did in school today and answer, you know, as is the minhag, nothing. But at least tonight, tell them that you learned that the Mechaber has plates of iron. To be able to paskin against the Rambam, b'zeh alashon, b'zeh ha'inyan, b'zeh ha'makom. It's a shocking psak. I think when Rabbi Yosef Karo was welcomed into the Masif to the Rekia, you don't think the Rambam gave a little bit of the cold shoulder for a little bit? A little hazing? This psak? Harezim Yischai ben Afsho. And the Ramah, who had every opportunity to be masig and was masig, isn't masig on that Nikuda. So what does the Ramah say? Yuchal atzim latzim b'chol asher lo. The only thing the Ramah could think of saying wasn't, you know, setting his hair on fire and saying, Rambam, you know. Instead, he just says, yeah, but you have to first, you know, empty your wallet. Shkolach, I mean, it's okay, you know, that's a big chumra, like I said, b'chol modacha. So, just so that people know, this is not the end of the sukkah. And the Shach rides to the rescue, at least from my point of view. Yom HaKippurim, Dagos HaShri, Dikhaim Balon Yavar Val Yaharik, Sarachiyon Ishari Olaho, Trumas Hadesh, and Simon Kuf Sadi Tas, Sayin Yerad, Plugged the Rabusa. Even if you want to say, look, it's a machokes, Tosfos, and there's Smak, and there's Nimuka Yosef, and everybody, but Pepukta the Rabusa, and you have the Rambam on the other side, and apparently supported as he is by the Ramban, okay? Right, so that...
Yoav Linder, our major, he's from Dr. Allen's office. Yoav Linder, our major, Dr. Allen's office.
So if you have this kind of a machokes, to paskin against the Rambam, to say it's a permissible, right, you're talking about Savik Nefashos, to say that it's permissible for a person to die in this situation, he says, no, Savik Nefashos Lahakel.
I'm done.
Yeshlomar Hachad Linen Kiddush Hashem, Shalik Pida Torah, Libet Nefashos Mishrael, since the countervailing force is Kiddush Hashem, which intrinsically requires martyrdom. So the Truma Sadashan says that his instinct would be to say that we should paskin like the Rambam, but he acknowledges the fact that you can't really compare this to standard sveikos, like, you know, if you have a machokas between doctors, and one doctor says it's a savik nefashos, the other doctor says, no, it's not a savik. Of course we paskin l'chumra to save the person's life. So it should be an open and shut case. He says, but since the countervailing pressure is Kiddush Hashem, so maybe that changes the equation a little bit. That's what the Truma Sadeshan says. But in any event, what the Shach is obviously doing here is looking to balance the ledger. And he says, you have the Bach and the Beis Yosef and the Rambam and the Ramban, that say that you don't have a right to be mezalzel in your life. Hareza mischayiv benafsho. So as I told you, it requires a very, 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 very high degree of weight for somebody to say in any situation where you're not absolutely mechuyav limsor nefesh to take such a position. The Rambam will say, "Hareza mischayiv benafsho." You just have to appreciate the counterweight to overcome that. It's a form of shvichas damim. Shvichos damatzmo, but you have to be very careful about that. Very, 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 very careful. And that's the direction the Shach is pointing us, acknowledging that, you know, Kiddush Hashem is also a major halachic, you know, value. And that's the true Trumas Hadeshen's tension. But again, the Shulchan Aruch says what he says, the Ramah says what he says. But to be clear, you know, the Shach very strongly seems to be nota in the Derech of the Rambam, and that's why I told you, if this were a smicha program, I would tell everybody that they're mechuyav to paskin like the Rambam. Because again, even according to the view of the Shulchan Aruch never says, right, Allah the smak, that he thinks that bitzina, if it's lavir al das, that you're mechuyav lamsor nefesh, he just says you're rashai. So if I'm weighing this, I just want to get in my last word about this, and I'll give Shimon the last word overall. If I'm weighing this, you have a plug to the Rebusa. You have, right, Dvarim Sha'omdim Merumo Sha'olam, Gidole, Gidole Olam, and the Rambam, you know, towering over the Sugya writ large. And on the one hand, the Rambam is saying, this is what you must do. And on the other hand, the Baal Yatosis are saying, this is what you may do. For me, Bari Vishama, Bari Adif, right? In addition to the fact that it's nefashos, v'chule, v'chule. So, you know, again, I think there's a lot to that perspective, and I would expect everybody to, you know, and I think ultimately this is why, by the time this filters down, I'm saying in the collective consciousness, I think this is why I was raised the way that I was raised, the way that you were raised, the way that you were raised, that, right, you always choose life, except the Gimel Chamuros, is because there's an understanding of whatever it says in the Shulchan Aruch, we have the Rambam to rely upon, and it's not only him, of course, but there's a perspective that, you know, v'chai b'hem v'lo shi'amos.